We draft the draft here in a moment on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. We will snake draft through our favorite NFL draft bets because we are now just under 58 hours away from the NFL draft in Detroit. 1 hour from now, Connor Allen of 4 for 4 will join us with some of his perspectives. We've gone through a couple of updated mock drafts so far today, including talking to Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports. If you missed any of it, you know you can rewind inside your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today and take the BetQL network with you wherever you are going, in the car, at the gym, at work, at home. That Odyssey app is the key to unlocking all of it, including segments on demand, by downloading BetQL Daily as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Back into the NBA in about 20 minutes with Von Dalzell of NBC Sports. We go through the game twos from last night. Do any of those three teams, Orlando, Philly, the Lakers, have a chance of coming back in those series? If so, how do they do it? And tonight's game twos as well. Minnesota, Milwaukee, and the Clippers all try to go up 2-0 at home. Today's MLB action in just a few moments as well before the top of the hour. But we'll simply go snake draft style. I have been deemed to go first overall by executive producer Paul Aspen, so I will take advantage of that opportunity. Then it'll go Joe, then Aaron again, then Joe again, then snake back to me for the sixth pick. We'll see how many rounds we get through. Some of our favorite draft bets, and really anything and everything that you can find to bet that's related to a draft market, feel free to throw it at the wall. We'll see if it sticks. I'm going to lead us off with something Ryan Wilson mentioned earlier. It's not a quarterback. It's not an over-under on a number of players to go at a certain position in the first round. Mm-hmm. It's a certain player to go in a semi-specific spot. We've talked about offensive tackle and offensive line a lot this morning because there are mock drafts that now have Joe Alt perhaps going fifth overall to the Chargers, right? Maybe they don't trade out of that spot. There's also the possibility he goes seventh to Tennessee. But then after Alt, the offensive tackle market somewhat open, right? J.C. Latham of Alabama is near the top. But we all know the value NFL teams put on left tackle specifically, protecting your quarterback's blind spot. There is one guy who is the most natural left tackle in this entire draft. He's only 21 years old, and that's after staying a year to finish his degree. And this is not a Penn State homer pick because this guy was mocked in the top 10 of some people's drafts a year ago before he went back to school to finish his degree. Second O lineman off the board, Olufashinu. It's 4-1. That's my first overall pick as we draft the draft. Fashinu to be the second O lineman off the board. It's 4-1 right now. That is the longest shot I could find that I feel comfortable with as we draft the draft, Joe.
Yeah, it's up for grabs, the order there. Like after one, we know which offensive lineman we think is going one, but then the rest is like, throw it up in the air. I don't know how it's going to go. So that's a good bet at that specific number. I'm also sticking with offensive line, and it goes back to our conversation with Ryan Wilson. I had this marked down, but he made me feel even better about this bet, and it's number offense of offensive linemen in the first round. Now, we know the names that are locked in. Alt, Fuaga, Fashanu, Latham, Fatanu. Man, all these Fs that end in a vowel. That's five locked in. Probably Mims, probably Barton, probably Guyton. That gets us to eight. And I think people are like, oh, man, there's going to be this run offensive line. Maybe there is a run, but it doesn't mean we're getting a 10. He says Powers Johnson, he's getting word that he's going to fall out. Well, that was, according to most, going to be the ninth guy. And then I don't know that Jordan Morgan's going to go. That's a coin toss. There are a couple other coin tosses up there. I think we're going to go under 9.5 offensive linemen. That is good plus money, at least plus 160. So yeah, I'm going that. It might be eight. It might not be that much of a sweat, but I'm going under 9.5 offensive linemen.
Okay. I love it. All right. So it does seem like Marvin Harrison Jr. will go to the Cardinals. However, if there is some type of shakeup, and we have heard quite a bit about some teams liking neighbors, Marvin Harrison Jr., second wide receiver selected, is plus 750. I really like that simply because of the value. Now this plus 750. That is crazy
Joe's eyes
to me. This is not what I think is going to happen. This is more of like, hey, if a little chaos happens there, some trades or something, the value is just too good to walk away from. Now, the other way you could look at it is Malik Nabers, first wide receiver selected, but that's only plus 550. It's basically the same bet if you do Harrison as second. So that's my favorite one.
That number made both of our eyes bug out of our heads, Joe. I really like that one. All right, we're going snake style. So you get a second pick here, Hawk. What's your next one?
Whoo! All right. I don't love this one, but since I am in Washington, what if it's not Jaden Daniels? Drake May? Drake May, number two overall. I'm not sure they've even decided there in that building. It does sound like, just talking to Scott Smith, that perhaps there is, you know, some conflicts going on internally and who's number two. I think it's probably going to be Daniels, but you can get some better value on May. I was thinking about this, and I like your guys' opinion on it. I probably should have bet both of them at some point. You could have got both Daniels and May at some good plus money, and maybe I should have just bet both. Yeah. When it's kind of up in the air, or is that, what do you guys think about that strategy for next year? If you see an opportunity like this, just bet them both and wait for the plus money opportunities.
It feels like there is always one of those opportunities at first or second where there's this debate. So last year it was Bryce Young or Stroud, which one was going to go first? Both were plus money at different times. And this year, fairly early in the draft process, we were talking about it before, most, it's going to be Caleb. There's no doubt about it. So it was, okay, which quarterback is going to go to? There was never anybody else part of that conversation.
No.
So, yeah, I guess in hindsight, plus money on both sides, yes, you would grab that. Yeah, I guess there was plus money on Daniels, but that was a while ago.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, right out of the Super Bowl going into draft season, it felt like there was, you could still get, I want
to
say
two
at least
one?
Two, if not two and a half, maybe on
too.
Daniels. Yeah. If you were able to get that and then know that you're going to be able to get May at 330 right now, 350 in some places. I mean, that's tough though. To Joe's point, Aaron, like, you have to be able to identify where the contentious spot is going to be right out of the gate. Like last year, to his point, you know, we knew it was going to be Young or Stroud one overall, and then identify where the break point is when the buy spot comes in on the other guy. It's in retrospect, it's a look worth considering when we get to next January and February and we run into that again. All right, we're drafting the draft, our favorite NFL draft bets. Joe, we both went offensive line with our first picks. What do you do with your second one?
I want to go offensive line. I don't know. Here's where I'm torn. Which Latham bet do I want to make? That's where I'm torn at this moment. So I was considering, you made a second offensive lineman bet. I have one circled as well, just on a different player. I was considering Latham as a second offensive lineman taken, which is plus 300.
Okay.
But if he's going to be the second offensive lineman taken, does that mean he's a top 10 pick? If he's a top 10 pick, that's a better number at plus 425. So that's,
I don't know if it's a lock that he goes top 10 though, because really it's just LA and Tennessee that feel like the givens for O-line in the top 10. The only question would be, do the Jets decide to go O-line instead of doing what everybody and their mother expects them to do, which is Brock Bowers at 10.
See, I think whichever offensive lineman is the second one taken is going to be in the top 10. that makes any sense. You know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the Jets, and maybe we'll come back to that one later. So I'll say Latham top 10. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay. Instead of plus 300, I'll take the plus 425, getting, you know, knocking on. Maybe if you shop around, you can find something close to a 5-1. I'll say Latham top 10.
Okay. I am going to come around to this is narrative. This is pure narrative. But and it starts at the top of the draft and it ends maybe as soon as 13th overall, maybe as late as the mid 30s. We know that Antonio Pierce, how many times have we heard the story, has a relationship with Jaden Daniels, and Jaden Daniels would love to be a Raider, and Antonio Pierce obviously would love to have Jaden Daniels as his quarterback. That's not going to happen. Jaden Daniels is going to Washington, most likely. If not, then he's going very soon after that. He won't make it to Vegas, and Vegas doesn't really have the capital to trade into a spot where they could get Jaden Daniels. So what happens? Antonio Pierce has this longing in his heart for a quarterback. Maybe a quarterback with size and speed and vision and a big arm. Somebody who reminds him a little bit of Jaden Daniels. And he wants his quarterback. Maybe he jumps on it at 13. Maybe his front office gets him to back off and they trade back up into the late first or early second rounds. And they go with Michael Penix Jr. Michael Penix Jr. to the Raiders, regardless of slot, is 2-1. Michael Penix Jr. as a Raider at 2-1. Give me that. And since we're snaking, I guess that gives me another pick as well. And this is one that I kind of brought up. It's a little far-fetched, but I just like the, again, I like the narrative. I like the idea that I brought up when we talked to Ryan Wilson earlier of the Giants throwing everything on its head at number 3. They trade with the Patriots up to 3rd overall. And they take a quarterback, plus 175 for the Giants' first position taken to be a quarterback will be my 3rd pick.
Man, the Giants, you've got to do that, don't you? Like, what are you doing if you're like, Daniel, keep building around Daniel Jones? We really don't have that answer yet.
The problem is if you sit where you're at, right? If you stay where you're at 6, you're not drafting J.J. McCarthy 6th overall. I don't think. I think they're smarter than – well, maybe they're not. But I don't draft J.J. McCarthy 6th overall. I either wait until to get back late into the first round or early in the second and get Penix or Nix, whoever is available, or I move up and I get a real impact quarterback or at least a bigger impact than McCarthy or Nix or Penix, and I take a swing at Drake May if he's still sitting there at 3.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go to defensive players. It's defined at the books, defensive lineman / edge. How many are going in the first round? The locked-in ones, Turner, Latu, Murphy, Verse. I think Chop Robinson's locked in, so now we're at 5. Okay? So can we get to 2 more? I think we can. Newton, to everyone, it looks like everyone has him as a first-round pick. It's going to be late. It's going to be dicey. And is Robinson going to be there as well? That's kind of what the bet is. Here's the thing. If I'm going over 6.5, Darius Robinson, if I'm going over 6.5, I'm getting 2-1. And looking at the latest mocks with Robinson, 27, 31, 29, not in the first, 29, 26, 27. Oh, the majority have him being a first-round pick, and that would mean that you're getting to the 7 number, and the price is 2-1. And I think about where we were in the league this past year, where defense was kind of the way, the lack of scoring, and you know maybe teams go a little more defensive late in the first round. So I'm going to say we're going to have over 6.5 defensive linemen / edge players go at 2-1.
Okay, I like that look, Aaron. One more for you.
Ah, this is like the Super Bowl. I found a fantastic draft betting market. So Caleb Williams' mom has been a nail tech his whole life. She's been painting his nails on game day. Primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish, black plus 150, orange 2-1, white 5-1,
No.
Pink, he's not doing pink again. No. 6-1. Blue, 7-1.
Blue's good value.
I like that. Blue,
I don't know
seven
if there's a history.
I agree. Yeah.
Blue or
I need
orange.
To know
Bears colors, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, or white. I think white could be in the
is
mix,
red up
too.
There?
That's a tough one. Red is not on there, but real quick, who will number one overall pick hug first? He's going to hug his mom. Remember? He hugged her crying in the stands. Plus money on that, plus 125.
I want to know who's grading the difference between navy blue and black, because we could get a miss there, and I don't like what these books might do to us who are taking Combo. Bets on nail colors. Exactly. Yeah. We go NBA. Game 2s, three big ones tonight. Von Dalzell of NBC Sports joins us to talk about them on BetQL Daily.